This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. We are joined today by a remarkable woman doing an equally remarkable job at a remarkable organization, Cindy Burton, CEO and President of PathPoint. We certainly welcome you, Cindy, to the eHealth Radio Network, and happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you, Eric, and happy 4th back at you and to all the listeners. I'm happy to be here.
Certainly good to have you. And I'm told that PathPoint and its programs are very much in tune with today's Independence Day celebrations. But let's start with a little backgrounder here. What is PathPoint? What sectors of the communities in California does PathPoint provide services to? I understand there is a significant population of persons with disability in California, approximately 6 million. That is overwhelming.
Well, I think generally across the United States, the percentage of population is probably much the same, and California is a big state. So that's where the numbers get so large. But to talk about PathPoint, we're a nonprofit organization. We're about to celebrate our 50th year of helping people with significant barriers find true independence, and independence that will last for their lifetime. So the area we serve in California is southern and central. We're in 5 counties of California, and we help people ranging from people with intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, to seniors that are low income but need to get back into the workforce, to aging out foster youth who, without some safety net there, would literally be homeless. These are all people that have really the same issues, that there are barriers to living an independent life. And so that's where PathPoint steps in. We're basically a coaching model to help people learn the skills if they have never learned them before, and frequently people with disabilities have never experienced significant independence at all, or they need to learn them because they're a young person needing to learn the skills to live on their own and get a job, or they're those seniors that need just additional coaching to make it in today's world.
Now, what are these services that PathPoint provides support?
We can help somebody learn how to live in their own apartment, let's say. And for many of the folks that we work with, they're coming out of institutional care. They may have been raised in group home settings or certainly places with high levels of care, and to learn how to navigate a community and how do you ride a bus and how do you cook your dinner and how do you save money to go to the grocery store. These are all basic skills that are the foundation of what we do.
So with these services, how do you empower people with disabilities and disadvantages to discover their independence?
Well, through an extensive planning process with all these populations we may work with, we really try to leverage what skills are there first. If we can build upon strengths, then it makes our job that much easier. And so discovering the goals people have, and, you know, basically everybody has the same goals. People want to be part of their community. People want friendships. They want a little romance. They want money in their pocket to do things other than just buy food with. And so we can build a plan around that individual that will help them stand the greatest chance of success and happiness in their lives.
Today we are with Cindy Burton, CEO and President of Pathpoint, a nonprofit organization founded in 1964 in Santa Barbara, California, to assist people with disabilities and disadvantages in attaining independent living and reaching their fullest potential. Here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Cindy, I know there are thousands of inspiring and amazing success stories of people with disabilities that are now independently living and functioning in communities throughout the country. Can you share one success story that stands out wherein Pathpoint was instrumental?
Well, I will tell you, there are many. We serve about 2,300 people a year. And so the success stories, I love hearing them, of course. And I know people get very excited and motivated by one. So in thinking, what could explain really our involvement, I had a perfect one cross my desk just last week. And this was a person who was homeless, wanted to get a job, get back on their feet. And with our job developer's support, that's a staff member of Pathpoint, whose job is to connect employers and job seekers. But here's what she provided for him. She worked with him over a year and worked with some great organizations to help him get the right clothing. In fact, Men's Warehouse here in our local area does a suit drive, and so she was able to get a suit for him. Transportation was always a barrier to many of the folks that we work with. How do you get to work? So she was able to get a free bicycle from the local sheriff's department's giveaway program. And then come to find out, he was a vet and didn't realize he had benefits that were available to him through the Veterans Administration. So she got him signed up there. Through that, he got a set of dentures, which, believe me, makes job seeking much easier. And at the end of all that, got a job cooking at a pizzeria, loves it, and that process was a success all around.
That is really sweet. Now, for those in California who have friends and family members with disability, how can they learn more about Pathpoint?
We do have a website that has all our contact information on the various offices we have, which are multiple. And that address is www.pathpoint.org.
Very good. And as a final message to impart to and inspire our listeners and people with disabilities and disadvantages, what do you have for us in that regard?
Well, just remember Independence Day. Let's celebrate independence and the level of independence that we can help people achieve is so rewarding and such a benefit to the local community when everyone is more independent. So I think it's a great theme for today.
I think it is as well. We certainly appreciate your stopping by to speak with us today, Cindy. We here at eHealth Radio Network salute and commend you and your team at Pathpoint for the work and passion you have done and continually to do and support our brothers and sisters with disabilities. And more power to you and Pathpoint.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. And now we've been speaking with Cindy Burton, CEO and President of Pathpoint, a nonprofit organization founded in 1964 in Santa Barbara, California, to assist people with disabilities and disadvantages in attaining independent living and reaching their fullest potential. And the website of reference, once again, is pathpoint.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Healthcare News Channel here on the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.